This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
Vision. Creation.
The next idea.
You need to tell a story.
Caring for a baby takes up a huge amount of time, but our latest contributor to The Next Idea managed to find the time while caring for her baby to come up with an idea for a product, pitch it in entrepreneurial competitions, win, and make her idea become reality. The Pump and Do. The slogan, because mom life doesn't stop when you pump. Julie Burrell of West Michigan, pleasure to welcome you to The Next Idea.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here.
So let's get everybody who's listening on the same page to help understand your product. So for those who are not familiar with the process of breast pumping, and I'm sure as you did entrepreneurial competitions, you were facing a lot of folks, men who didn't know what it was about. What would you ordinarily have to do to pump?
Breastfeeding in general, you have to keep up your milk supply, right? Mm-hmm. So whether you are a mom who pumps occasionally or an exclusive pumper or whatever, it's all supply and demand. So you have to keep up that schedule of pumping or else nursing your baby. And so especially when you're away from your baby, whether you're at work or whatever, you have to keep up on that schedule, right? So your breast pumps, the most common is a double electric, and that's typically what your insurance would provide you. And so it has two funnels that you basically hold to your breast so that they can, you know, have the suction and get the milk out and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have a hands-free device, you're literally holding these funnels to your body for, you know, the entire pump session.
How long could that last?
Up to 45 minutes is typically how long I had to pump because my body didn't respond to a pump as great as it does for other people. So it's all different for every woman, which is frustrating, but that's just kind of how it is. So yeah, you'd have to do that. And then every 2 to 3 hours, you have to repeat the process again. So as you can imagine, being able to do anything else, it makes it kind of impossible.
So how does the Pump and Do change that?
Oh, my goodness. So when my first daughter was born, I didn't want to buy something that was a hands-free option because, of course, there are a lot of options out there. They're expensive and they, you know, require you to either change bras or to like wrap a device completely around you. And it just seemed really cumbersome. So I just, you know, DIY'd something. I took an old bra and cut holes in it. And that's kind of a common DIY option. But still, it was a huge pain. And so when my son was born, I was doing the same thing again. And I was clipping my nursing bra back together after I got done pumping one day. And I'm just kind of, it hit me. I'm like, why can't something clip onto your bra? Like, that just seems like such an easy solution. I looked and there was nothing that did that. So I went to my basement and grabbed some old fabric from, I think it was like from a Halloween costume or something. And I started making a prototype in my dining room. And after a couple tries, I figured out what worked. And basically it just clips directly onto your nursing bra. It doesn't matter what brand it is. And then you insert your funnels from your breast pump and there you go. You can do it in under 30 seconds. It's really, really easy.
And it is totally hands-free.
Totally hands-free. I've driven while I'm using it. I've typed on the computer. I've chopped vegetables. Like, you know, you can pretty much do anything.
And I went to your website and watched the video you had. Totally discreet.
Yeah, yeah. And that was really an accidental benefit. Most of the other options, it's essentially the other ones are a bra, so you are still fairly exposed. And where mine is a full panel of fabric, it's a trapezoid. And yeah, it provides really a lot of additional coverage. So if you do have to pump and drive or, you know, at the airport or something like that, you're still probably going to want to, you know, be covered, but at least you're not totally exposed like you are in a bra.
So once you had this design, what did you do? Go calling up friends or how did you find women to test it out for you?
I used it for a couple months myself just to make sure, you know, that it was working. And then I'm a part of a bunch of breastfeeding groups on Facebook. And so I just reached out in one of them that was local and said, hey, I'm not trying to sell anybody anything. I just really want your honest feedback. And so I sent out about 10 of them. And I think it worked for everybody but one. And she just, her breasts were way too large for the size that I had at that time. And everybody, I got raving reviews. And I'm like, okay, so this doesn't just work for me. This is really a good idea. So then, you know, I knew that it was something I needed to pursue.
And is this something you envision someone being able to easily use at work?
Oh, absolutely. It just allows them to be able to continue on with their day. I mean, depending on your work, of course, but I work in a cubicle. And so instead of having to take, you know, breaks and not be able to get any work done, which isn't good for productivity and just, you know, puts you behind. And obviously your, you know, manager isn't going to want you to be stopping a couple times a day and everything like that. So it just allows you to keep on keeping on doing whatever you have to do. So absolutely, it's good for work.
As we alluded to at the beginning of our conversation, entrepreneurship is something that is very male-dominated to this point. And you've pitched this product to several innovation contests, presumably with a bunch of men in the room. So what was that like? What did you say to them?
Yeah, it's really funny because the first competition that I participated in, I was up against four men, and then the judges were five men, and the audience was about 90% men. So I had to come about it a different way because they're obviously not breastfeeding moms. And so I had to explain more about just what pumping entails to make them get it. And so I kind of went through a scenario of imagine 3 hours a day that you cannot use your hands. Like, how would you be able to finish your day? And they're kind of looking bewildered at me like, of course, I couldn't do that.
A very deft way to kind of put them into the position of a woman that has to take that time to pump. Now, you're selling the Pump and Do online?
Yeah, yep, it's available at pumpanddo.com and also on Amazon. And one small mom-and-pop type of a retailer in Grand Haven carries it today.
And I know you won the 2017 Innovate Her Challenge of West Michigan last month. You're proof that you can be someone who has a lot to do, yet carve out space to be an entrepreneur. So, Julie, what would your advice be to others starting out from the ground up, got an idea, and they want to get that idea to become reality and get it to market like you're doing?
I think the biggest thing is, if it's something that you're passionate about that you would do if you made no money, or, you know, it's not just about the next $1 million idea. Of course, everybody wants that. But if you're passionate about it, that will show through, because entrepreneuring is not easy. It's, in fact, very, very difficult. I think on the outside, it's like, oh, that, you know, would be so great to work for yourself. It's going to be so fun. Yeah, parts of it are fun, but it's really a lot of work. And, you know, you can get discouraged really easily. So having something that you are truly passionate about makes all the difference.
Julie Burrell, creator of the Pump and Do, thank you so much for being a part of The Next Idea. It was great talking with you.
Thank you so much. It was great to be here.
Support for The Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.